Okay, Shalom Rabbi Yosef, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. Today's shir is B'schus Rufu Shleima for Tema Bas Malka and for Chana Henochava Bas Pnine Yocheved, who both need Rachamei Shemayim, both should be Zucha to Rufu Shleima Big Karuf. We're here on Nun Beis Amud Beis, right, about 10 or so lines up. Quote from the Mishnah is Arba Sulamos, right, the Mishnah had depicted, if you remember, right, there was a huge, massive, massive menorah with four bowls on top of it, four bowls of oil, and each one of those had four ladders, right, Arba Sulamos, that's the quote is from the Mishnah, and they had people, right, they had young Kohanim going up and carrying oil. So the Gemara says, "Tana v'lo d'rabaisa gova shel menorah chamishim amma." Right, apparently it was 50 amos tall, and 50 amos tall. Vayter arba yuladim shel pirchei geuna b'videim kadei shemen shel me'ah v'esrim lug. Okay, right. You had the Kohanim, the young Kohanim had 120 lug. The Gemara says, "Ibayilu." Well, 1 second. 120 lug. That's a lot of oil. Right, me'ah v'esrim lug kulhu oldoma kol chad v'chad. Right, was that in total, or each one of them was holding 120 lug? Which is a massive amount of oil, and I'm not even sure how they could carry it, but the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof, Yevdehem kidei shemen, kadei shemen, shal shloshim shloshim lug, each one of these people, right, there are four of them, right, they had 30 lug each, and v'shehem kulam me'ah v'esrim lug, right, so together, right, it's not 120 each, it's 120 all together. Tana v'lo in the Braisa, v'hein mishubachin ayuyoter me'bina shal marta bas, Baitos. And these young Kohanim were able to carry the oil all the way up, right, were even better, right, than the sons of Marta Bas Baitos, right? And as she was, obviously, Rashi points out her son was a Kohen. What's the comparison? So Amru al Bina Shal Marta Bas Baitos, Shahaya Notel Shte Yerichos Shal Shor HaGodol, Shalokech Elef Zuz, Umahalech Ikev Bitzad Godel, right, Bitzad Godel. Basically, this guy was a massive guy. He could take two legs of an ox, that were 1,000 zuz in price, meaning they were a fortune, so they're massive. Umahalach ekev betzad godel, he would walk, literally means heel to toe, to big toe, meaning he could walk up the ramp in a manner that was normal, right? Just like a person walks. When they walk normally, heel to toe, meaning he was so strong, right, his unbelievable feat of strength, that he could just walk normally while carrying these two massive ox legs. But the Gemara just points out, but however, he never actually did that because it was much more mechubed, right? If you remember in Yuma, right, it already talked about how many Kohanim would be carrying up the korbanos, right, the limbs of the animals up the ramp. So even though he could do it all himself, right, they still, many Kohanim took it because of Rovam Hadras Melech. It was better to have many people doing it as opposed to just this one guy. Okay, my mishubachim, right? How were these little kids who were, I guess, I don't know how young they were, but the young Kohanim who were able to carry this oil, right? So why were they better than him, right? We said they were better than him. So why? How is so? Right? Elim mishum yukur, if you tell me, because it was more, the yukur usually means valuable, but let's say it probably means heavy, right, in this case. So hani yikiri tvei, right? It's not true because the legs of the ox were more heavier than the oil they were carrying. Allahus. Hazam, the reason simply is, you probably figured out on your own, right? Hazam kevesh umaruba avlozokiv, right? Hachas ulamas vzokiv tuva. What's the difference between walking up a ramp and walking up a ladder? It's very, very different, right? The ramp, just to explain the words, right? Kevesh maruba avlozokiv. Maruba means it's 1/4, meaning the slope was as it went one amma, as it went four ammos, it was that went one amma up. So the slope, the ratio between it was 1/4, meaning it wasn't a terrible incline. It wasn't. It was going uphill, but it wasn't terribly inclined. But here, the ladder, obviously, that's a completely different story to carry that much weight and go up the ladder. That's why they said that they were more acrobatic, athletic, or whatever, than this guy. Okay. Vayter v'lo haya chatzar b'Yerushalayim. There was no chatzar in Yerushalayim that didn't have any light from the Simchas Beis Yoeva. So Tana within the Rabbisa, right? Isha haisa boreres chitim la'or shel Beis Yoeva. Or she could even sort and check between the grains to see if there are any rocks or whatever, pebbles or whatever, right? Because the light was so great. I mean, you need a lot of light. You need a lot of light to do that, and there was so much light that she could even do that. Chasid Nivan Shemaisa. This is actually a great. If you have a chance, check out. There's a song by Lipa Schmelzer, and I think it's Lev Tahor. So they have this Chasid Nivan Shemaisa Merakti Lefnehem. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's good geshmak. Anyway, so there's the Mishnah says that these people would dance before the people doing the Simchas Beis Shoeva. So Tanar Bava, another Rabbi said, Yesh Meim Omrim Asher Yiladusenu Shelo Bisha es ziknu senu. Some the elu chasidim van shemaisa. I mean, so the chasidim van shemaisa said, "How great is when we were young, which did not make our when we were older, we didn't get we're not embarrassed of what we did when we were young." Meaning they were pretty good tzaddikim, right? They were not embarrassed. Right? Elu chasidim van shemaisa. That's they were righteous even when they were younger. V'yesh mehem. Some of them said, "Omrim ashrei ziknu senu shekibra al yudu senu." And the people who weren't so great when they were kids, right? They would say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, that our old age is allowed us to atone for our youth," right? And what's it called? Elu bali tshuva, and that's the people, right, who weren't such great tzaddikim when they were kids. Elu ve'elu omrim ashrei mi sheluchata mi shechata yashu v'yim chalo. And both of them would say, "How great it is someone who hasn't sinned," right? In yonah d'yoma, and someone who has, right, you should do tshuva. Tani v'lendan raisa amru alav al hilul azokein ekshaya sameach b'simchas beis shoeva amar kein. This is what Hillel would say, right? When Hillel azokein would be at simchas beis shoeva, that's what he would say. He would say the following, right? Im ani kan hakol kan v'im ani kan mikan. If I am here, then everything is here. And if I'm not here, so then who is here? Now, he wasn't being Valgaiva. Rashi explains he's talking about Akash Baruch Hu. Meaning, if Hashem is here, right, so then everything is here. And if he's not here, so who is really here? Meaning, right, the Simchas Beis Shoeva was not about him. It was about Akash Baruch Hu. Hu Haya Omer. Hillel would say as well. He would also say as well the following. L'makom sha'ani ohev sham raglai molicho sosi. The place that I love, right, my legs are leading me too, meaning that not necessarily, you don't always travel to where you want to go, but in down the path a person wants to go, right? So that's generally the place he's going to go, right? They say that the rutzon is what the desire, the will, what a person wants to do, that's what he's going to do, right? Even though it may not necessarily be the best for him, but what a person wants to do, that's where, right, the place that he loves, that's where his feet are going to take him. And tavol beisi ani avol beisecho. If you come to my house, I'll come to your house. Again, talking about Kosh Baruch Hu, meaning if Hashem says, if you come to my house, I eat the Beis HaMikdash, I'll come to your house. On the flip side, right, if you don't come to Beis HaMikdash, so then I'm not interested in coming to your house. Right, any place you come to mention my name, so I'll come to you and give you a bracha. Afu ra'agul goz achas yourself up ne'amayim. And sure enough, Hillel saw a pretty well-known Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that Hillel saw a skull floating on the river, and he said, Amar la, and he said to the skull, right, at de atafta atfucha, right, you that you drowned other people, so you ended up getting drowned yourself, right, yitufun, right, and those who drowned you will also end up getting drowned, meaning keneged mida, just like a Kosh Baruch Hu, right, will come to your house. If you go to his house, right, meaning keneged mida, that's how a Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so you should expect that type of retribution or reward as such. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, along the same lines, Raglowi davar inish inun arvin bay, a person's ragluhi, a person's regal, is an arvin, is an arev, is a guarantor. So in a loan, right? The arev is the one who says he guarantees that the loan will be paid. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that a person's feet is his arev, is his guarantors. La tar dimidboy taman movilin yosef, a place where he needs to go, that's where his feet will take him. If Rashi gets a little bit morbid, he says that wherever the person is supposed to die, that's where he'll end up, right? Well, it's not for whatever reason. A person's got is supposed to be, I don't know, crushed underneath the ladder, so he'll happen to have walked underneath that ladder, and Akash Baruch Hu will set things up. Chas v'shalom. The Gemara tells a story, right? Hinu tarti kushai dahavu kame shlomo. There were two kushim. Rashi says they were very beautiful, that were, right, servants in Shlomo Melech's, I guess in the Beis HaMikdash Pashas, right, or in Shlomo Melech's palace. Elichorot ve'achya, right, that's what their names, B'nei Shisha Sofrim, the son of scribes, right, or B'nei Shisha, the son of Shisha, Sofrim the Shlomo Abu, and they were Shlomo's scribes, okay. Yom Echad Echazi, the Malach HaMavis, Davar Ka'atzi. And Shlomo saw the Malach HaMavis once, and he was upset. Right, I love how the Gemara just throws that in there. But yeah, so once the Shlomo Malach saw the Malach HaMavis, Amrlai, am I in Tzavta? I said, why are you so sad? He said, Amrlai, dekabo minai, hani tarti kushai, v'dias v'hacha, right, and Masrino v'dias v'hacha, because I need to take these people, right, and apparently he couldn't, because right, he was in the, I guess a present, I'm not sure, he's in the presence of Shlomo Melech, or he was always learning Torah, or for whatever reason, meaning the angel Malach HaMavis came time to take these Kushim, And he couldn't for whatever reason. So Shlomo heard this and was like, oh, shoot, I got to go save these guys. So Shlomo gave him over to Seirim. Seirim is demons. Right? Again, the Gemara just throws that in there. Right? That Shlomo Malach was able to take care of that. If you look at Rashi, the Seirim, the Shadim. Right? The Pasuk says, Veshuv Shlomo, Kisei Hashem, Limloch, Shamalach, Al Halyonim, Al Tochtonim. That Shlomo was able to rule over the lower and the upper spheres. So Shlomo had control of Shadim, and Shadrinu Limchoza de Luz, right? He wanted to sent these two Kushim, right, to Mechoza of Luz for the Gerashi. Why? Ir she'in Malach HaMavis Sholei Betocha. Apparently, right, the Gemara in Sota says, right, that for whatever reason, the Malach HaMavis is not able to control Luz. Probably what it has to do, right, Rashi doesn't mention over here, although as I'm surmising, is that that's where, right, Yaakov had his dream with the angels coming up and down. It could very well be that there's some sort of Koach over there. Anyway, so Shlomo HaMelech sent them to Luz, where it was known that the Malach HaMavis had no Koach. Kimato L'mechoza de Luz Shchivu. And as soon as they got to the gates, right, they died. Right, they didn't make it inside. And so L'machar, the next day, Chazya Malach HaMavis had the Hava de Kabadach. The Hava Kabadach. Right, Shlomo HaMelech the next day saw the Malach HaMavis smiling. So Amalei, am I bedichta? Right, so why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? Amalei said to him, Batar de bo minai taman shadar tinu. So he said, to the very place where you needed me, why I was supposed to kill them, that's where you sent them. Meaning, I didn't know how I was going to get in there, right? They never left your sight, they were all learning with you, they whatever. I was supposed to kill them there, and sure enough, you sent them there. So miyad pazach Shlomo mitha'amar, immediately Shlomo Melech said, Raglohi dover inish inon arvin bay, right? This thing that Rabbi Yochanan said, that a person's feet are his arev, right? They guarantee him, meaning they take care of him, they wherever he's supposed to go. Lazar de mibai, taman, movilin le yose, right? Wherever, right? That person is asked to come, so that's where his feet bring him. Tanya went under the Raisa. Back to the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Amru Olam al Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kishahaya Sameach, Simchas Beis Shoeva, Haya Notel Shmuna Avukos Sholor. When Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, was so happy, when he was dancing by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, he would take 8 torches, Vizorik Achas, Venotel Achas, Vein Nogos Bezubazu, and he would throw them all up, right, he would juggle them without touching each other. I don't know if this is true, but I remember when I learned this Gemara the first time, Rebbe was teaching me, said that the Guinness World Book of Records of juggling torches at the same time is 7. I don't know if there's anything about that, that 7 is Teva and Shmona is the Malamela Teva. I don't know, that's fancy Torah, I'm not going there. But I have to look it up, I'm not sure, but that's what he said. So apparently you have this unbelievable dancing that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was doing with these torches. When he would bow down, right, he would somehow stick his thumbs in the ground and get it, contort his body so that he got just put his mouth on the ground and kiss the floor and go back up. And no one else could do this. And this is what we talk about when you talk about kida, bowing down in this manner. Right, that's what it means. Right? It's kind of doing a push-up almost on your thumbs. From a standing position, so you can imagine, right, how, if you thought it was hard to do, to fall down to the ground and do a push-up without banging your face on the floor, right, imagine doing it not with your hands, but just with your thumbs. So, yeah, it was probably pretty impressive. Levi achve kida kamed rabbi ve'itla. And Rebbe, Levi tried to do this, kida, this type of bowing in front of Rebbe, and he got hurt, he got injured. V'ha garmalei, the Gemara says, that's what he got hurt from. V'amar Rabbi Lozer says, lo'olam al yatil dvarim, adam dvarim klavim ala. A person should never complain to Gosh Baruch Hu. Shrei Adam Gadol Hidiyach Dvar and Klapi Malav Itla Umanu Rebbe, because a great person, Umanu Levi, right, who a great person tried to, did this, complained to Gosh Baruch Hu, and he got hurt. And that was Levi. That's why he got hurt. Right? This is Gemara relates and says in Titus that Levi was upset that Gosh Baruch Hu not granted rain to Am Yisrael, even though he had davened for it. So he did this, and then he got hurt. So what did he mean? Was he practicing the kida, this bowing down, and he got hurt, or because he was complaining? So Gemara says, you're right. In Echanami, Habahav Garmala, right? Both of them caused him to become injured. Again, he didn't show the proper respect for this type of bowing down, and didn't show the proper respect for Kosh Baruch Hu. So I know how it went hand in hand. Right, that's how he got hurt. Levi Avin Matayav Kamei De Revi Betamni Sakini. Levi would juggle 8 knives in front of Revi. Shmuel Kamei Shavar Malka Betamni Mazge Chamra. Shmuel would juggle 8 Mazge Chamra. It's probably cups of wine. I would imagine bottles, but I don't know. Okay, how we could do cups? All right, that would be pretty cool. Either way, that's 8 bottles of wine in front of Shavar Malka, in front of King Shavur. Abaye kamei de Rabba betimni bay, and Abaye would juggle 8 eggs in front of Rabba. Ramile ba'arba mani. Some people say it was 4. Okay. Tanya v'le de Rabbeisa. Am Rabbi Shuvah Chanina. Hananya, sorry. Kshayisi Samechum Simchas Beis Shoeva L'Reinu Sheinu Beinenu. Right, he said, when we had Simchas Beis Shoeva during Sukkos, I didn't sleep at all. Right, if you've been Zochot to be in Yerushalayim on Sukkos, so the Simchas Beis Shoevas in Mei Sharim go to 2, 3, 4 in the morning, I would imagine the Simcha in Beis HaMikdash was a bajillion times greater. Right? And it makes sense, right? It would be like, we never slept. The Gemara says, one second, though. Tachlis, how did you never sleep? Right? Ketzad, how does that work? Well, but first he explains why we didn't sleep, what was going on, what was the party? Shari Shona Tamid Shal Shachar, the first hour of the day, the Korban Tamid in the morning. Misham the Tefillah, from there they went to Davin. Misham the Korban Musaf, that's when they went to Korban Musaf. Misham the Tefillah Musafim, then they went to Davin Musaf. Right? This is actually a raya that they still had Tefillah when they had Korbanos, right? Because you see clearly that they went to the Korban Musaf, then they Davin Musaf. Right? Even though the Gemara says in Brachos that the Tefillah Keneged Korbanos Tignam, where we have Tefillah corresponding to the Korbanos, so very clear from the Gemara over here that they Davined in addition to offering korbanos. Okay, Misham the Beis HaMedrash, then we went to learn. Misham the Achila Shtila, then they had a meal. Misham the Tefillas Mincha, they davened Mincha. Misham the Tamar Shal Bein Harbayim, then they went to Korban Tamid, that was close to Shkia, close to sundown. Mikan Ve'elech, Simchas Beis Shoeva, then they went all night, right? Simchas Beis Shoeva. The Gemara says, one second, Eini, really? Really, they didn't sleep at all? Famar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person says, Shua Shalo Yishan Shalo Sheyamim, I swear, a person says, takes a Shvua, that he will not sleep for 3 days. The halacha is that it's impossible. And therefore, Malkin also, you give him Malkus, because it's usher to swear, take Kosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, v'yashin la'altar, and he's not even bound by his Shavua. He can sleep right away, meaning it's impossible for him to not sleep more than 3 days. So how could he just be up? How could they be up the entire Sukkos? So Gemara says, Elohach Kamar, no, this is what he meant to say, lo ta'amdu tam shena. No, we didn't taste sleep, meaning we didn't enjoy, we didn't have a simcha, we didn't get a good flavor of a geshmak of sleep. Because we would sleep on each other's shoulders, meaning that if you can imagine, right, they're sitting there, sitting up, and like kind of leaning over on each guy's shoulders, right, that's how much sleep they would get. But they didn't actually enjoy themselves with the sleep. Okay. Chabeshus Remilos, the Mishnah pointed out that the Levim were standing on 15 steps, right, that we said about the, what's it called? They would say the 15 shears to the Shvachos found in Tehillim. So, Amar Leir of Chista, Lahura Me'er Rabbanan, Rav Chista said to Arav, right, Davi Kamasada Agata Kame, it's Arav who would often say, right, a Divrei Agata in front of him. So Amar Leir said to him, Shemilacha, Hani Chamishas Shemalos, can I get me Amram David? What is these 15 malos, that these shear malos that David said, right, there are 15 of them, where do you get that from? What's 15? So Amalei said to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shashe kara David shisin, when David was digging the shisin underneath, if you remember, we talked about the shisin that Kosh Baruch Hu created in the days of creation, so right underneath the Mizbeach for the wine and the water libations to flow. So Rabbi Yochanan says that when David was digging these shisin, so Kafa Tahoma, the waters started rising up from the deep, Uboy Lemishtafa Alma, and they wanted they wanted to flood the world, meaning there's a chance to be a big flood like a marble. So Amar David, Chamesh Shemalos Varidan, at that time, David said the 15 Shemalos, and he said, the water went down. Now, again, just to clarify, how does Rabbi Yochanan hold this? Didn't the Gemara say that Akash Baruch Hu dug the Shisin? So either Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, or it could be Enoch Adami that it was created, but David still had to dig down there. And not all the way, but they were just created. Rashi says, or they got stopped up and he had to redig them. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, one second. Ihaki, if you tell me that the water went down, right, when David sang these songs, so Chamesh Shir Malos, Yordos Mibarlei, they shouldn't be 15 Malos, shouldn't be Shir Lamalos, it should be Shir Leyordos, right, to go down, right, the water should go down. So Malay, so the Rav said back to Rav Chista, how will the Adkarton Hachi Itmar? Since you reminded me, so then this is what I'll tell you, this is the story, this is what went down. Gemara we've seen before, where is that Gemara? I take it back. Makus Taf Yudalf, the story of Gemara that I've seen before. All right, either way. Amrlay, the story goes, okay. Kafat Homa, again, the story goes that the, where did I leave off here? Yeah, but Amrlay, Hol Valkyra Milsa Achikamar, fine, right. Bishasha Karla David Shisin, when David was digging up these deep pits underneath the Mizbeach, so Kafat to Homa, the waters were coming up, Ubo the Mishpa Alma was going to flood the world. So Amr David said, Mi ika the other ish shari the Mikhtam Shem, Achaspa Venishde Bitahoma, Does anybody know if it's mutter, it's right the Shema Hashem on a piece of pottery, I throw it into the hole and so the waters will go back down. Meaning, again, obviously the name of Shema Hashem is going to be erased. So is that mutter? So, leka de amar le midi. So nobody said anything. So Amar David said, kol yoda lemeimar veino omer, right, yechanek begrono. Anybody knows what to say but does not say anything, so he should choke. And so Nasa Achitofel Kavachomer Beatzman. Achitofel made a Kavachomer. Malasos Shalom Benish the Ishto Amr Torah Shmishin Echtav Kedusha Yim Chayal Amayim. Just like we say by the Sota to make peace between man and wife. So what do? You write the Shem Hashem and on a piece of paper you destroy it in the water, and then she drinks it, and you can erase the Shem Hashem for that. Lasos Shalom Lechol Olam Kulo Alachas Kamam Kama. So certainly to save the world, to make peace for the world. Certainly, we should do that. So, Amar Leih Shari, so Achitofel said it's mutter. So, because of Shem Achaz, but David threw and wrote the name Shem Hashem on a piece of pottery. Shadi le Dahoma threw into the deep. V'nachas Dahoma shitzar. Excuse me, shitzar alfei garmidi. And the waters went down 16,000 amos. He chazi denachas tuva. When David realized they went too far, so Amar he said, "Kamet de midli tvei mirtav alma." Meaning the higher that the water is, right, the better. Meaning the more water we get back up here, so the ground, the earth, right, will be better. So Amar chamesh shir malos. So therefore, David said 15 shir malos. Right, the askei chamesh shir alfei garmidei. He got the water back up 15,000 amos. Just do the quick math. Right, ve'okmei ba'alfei garmidi. Right, and the water settled at just stayed at the 1,000 amma mark. And Amar Ula says that shramina sumcha da'ara alfei garmidei. Apparently, you see that the earth, right, is 1,000 amos. Now, just the Gemara Makos over there continues and says that talks about how do you know that person who makes a Shvuah al Tanai, but even though the Tanai is not fulfilled, that it may come true as well. Because David said, what did David say? Right, let someone, whoever knows something, but doesn't say anything, he should choke. And Achitofel ended up giving him advice, but the Gemara continues and says that's how Achitofel died, that he choked. So that could be, right, the Gemara there says that someone, even though you make a Tanai, right, a curse by its tzaddik, right, still comes true. Okay, fine. And the Gemara doesn't take that track here. So Gemara says, what about 1,000 amos? V'chazina de karina and purta v'naf kimayim. You dig a little bit, right, not 1,000 amos, you dig a little bit and there's water. So Amar b'sharshia hu besulma de pras. That's from the river Pras, the river, the Euphrates River. Pras says that's because they were in Bavel. Okay, fine. Either way. V'amdu kohanim b'shar elyon sheyored, and there were kohanim at the top, right, of the gate, and we went to the Mishnah says that when they got to the tenth step, they would blow the shofar. So Gemara says, "Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, lamala asiris denachas chamisha v'kaya asara, odoma denachas asara v'kaya chamisha." Right, when you're at the top of 15 steps, and it says when they got to the 10th step, they would blow the shofar. Is that 10 steps from the top or 10 steps from the bottom? Meaning, did they go down 5 and blow the shofar, or did they go down 10 and blow the shofar? So the Gemara says, "Teku." Right, we don't have an answer. Tishbi Yitaritz Kushios Ubayos. Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Raisim, Mash Mishanema, Ufneim Kedma. Again, if you remember, the Mishnah had said that the Kohanim would stand with the towards the east, and with their backs to the Heichal. So the Gemara says, Mash Mishanema, Ufneim Kedma, Eni Odesh Achareim El Heichal Hashem. Right, obviously, you know that the backs are to the Heichal. Right, that's just, you know, we did the Gemara's in Yuma. We know the shape of the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So why do you have to tell me, right? If they're facing to the east, so for sure their backs are to the west, to the Heichal. So El Matam Alomar Acharim El Heichal Hashem. What does it mean that their backs are to the Heichal? Malam Yishayu Por and Atzman Umatrizin Kabi Malah. The Rachman Letzlan. Right? They talk about saying this at the Simchas Beis Shoeva to be a kapara for these forefathers who didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They bowed down to the sun, and what they did was when they turned around, they would quote unquote defecate Rachman Letzlan, right, towards the Heichal. That's what it means, that their backs were towards the Heichal, and that's what they did. All right, and not a pretty picture. So the Gemara says, now just to finish off, before we get to the Mishnah, we're going to go weiter, but before the last Gemara before the Mishnah, Anu Lekav Akalein Enu, right, where Rabbi Yehuda said that we look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our eyes go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Eni, really? That's can you say that? Rabbi Zera said, Kol Omer Shema Shema, Kilu Omer Modim Modim. And if you say Shema twice, right, you say Shem Hashem twice, back to back, it implies that there are two gods. Right? So when you say Shema Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's just like you said Modim Modim, right? It's almost like you're davening to two Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachman Letzlan. So how could you say our word to Hashem and our eyes to Hashem? It implies that there are two different Hashems. So El Hachi Kamer, no, this is Hachi Amri, this is what it means to say. Heim Mishtachavim Kedma, V'anu Leka Mishtachavim Yeah, that's how it reads. Ve'inenu laka miyachos, meaning that they bowed to the east, but we bowed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're looking. That's who we're looking to, with our eyes. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein popsim esrim va'achas takiyus v'mikdash ve'ein mosifen al arba arba'im u'shmona. Then any time, right, again, we talked about the blowing the shofar, right, on the 10th floor, right, we didn't know, the 10th step, right, we didn't know which step we were talking about, but they definitely did blow the shofar, right, during the base of Shoeva, during the drawing of the water each day, for the nisuch ha'mayim, for the water libations on the mizbech. So when they blew the shofar, so there was at least 21 and not more than 48 shofar blasts. And the Gemara explains: b'chol yom ayu sham esrim ve'achas tekiyus b'mikdash. Every day there was 21 shofar blasts. Shlosh p'tichas asharim, three to open the gates, right? Open, we're open for business. They would blow three. Again, we'll see the machlokas, but the pashas says tkiya, true tkiya, and mitzvah shem. In the Yom, we'll get to Rosh Hashanah, right? There's a machlokas in terms of what a trua is, but okay, let's just say it like that. Tkiya, true tkiya. V'teisha tamish al shachar, there were nine for the korban tamid in the morning. Teisha la tamish al ben rabbayim, obviously nine for the corresponding korban tamid in the afternoon. Uv musafim, for the korban musaf, hayu musifin ol teisha, they would do another nine. Okay. Uv erev Shabbos, hayu musifin sheish. And erev Shabbos, they would add six more. Meaning that was, just to clarify, that was 21, right? There was three to open the gates, and nine for the korban tamid in the morning, korban tamid in the afternoon. On yontif, right, they would add nine more, and that would be 30. Right, on Erev Shabbos, they would add another six to get you up to 36. Shalosh lahavtil esamnil malacha, three shofar blasts to tell everybody to stop doing malacha. Shalosh lahavtil ben kosh lachol, and three when Shabbos actually came in. Right, like nowadays in Yerushalayim, it's not an arid siren, but they use that system to make Shabbos lighting candles noise. They don't do the second one because that's close to Shabbos. But the 40 minutes before Shabbos, they blow a tzkiya, some sort of tzkiya with the arid siren, just so everybody knows it's time for Shabbos. Erev Shabbos b'tzorach chag. If Shabbos fell out on Sukkot, right? So when Shabbos fell out on Sukkot, on Erev Shabbos rather, hayusham arbayim b'shmona. That's how you get to 48 because shalosh l'ftichas sharim, right? Three to open up the gates. Shalosh l'sharei elyon, three to open up the gate on top, meaning to go out and get the water, right? Because if you remember, they did the drawing for the nisuch hamayim. They didn't do that on Shabbos. They did it on Erev Shabbos. So they would have to go draw the water on Erev Shabbos. So three for opening of the gate, v'sholosh l'shar tachton, and three for the lower gate, right? And v'sholosh l'nilai mayim, three to fill up the water, v'sholosh l'gabi mizbeach, three next to the mizbeach, teish l'tamid l'shal shachar, right? Nine for the korban tamid, teish l'tamid l'shalbein rabayim, right? Teish l'musafim, right? That's the ones we saw before. Sholosh l'avdil z'amin malacha, v'sholosh l'avdil ben kodesh l'chol, right? Those are the ones that we quoted earlier. Okay, Masnisin Delog Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that we talked about potentially getting up to 48 shofar blasts is not Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Tanya has been learned. Right, sir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Apokis, Lo Yivkos, Mishava, Vamosu, Lo Yusuf, Al Shesh, Israel. His numbers are not 21 to 48, but the number is 7 to 16. The Gemara says, Vamaikam, if we, what's the Machogas? Rabbi Yehuda, Sabra, Tkiya, Shua, Tkiya, Achasi. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that set of three, Tkiya, Shua, Tkiya, is one. Right, simply simple math, right? 21 goes down to 7, if you divide it by 3, and 48 does not go down to 16, but I'm not sure of the math there. That's the truth. My 16, oh no, it does, I'm so sorry. Yep, see, my math is not my strong suit, right? 16, 32, 48, okay. V'rabban zavri, tekiya l'chud, u'tru l'chud, and l'chamim simply hold that those three are counted individually, so therefore, right, 7 to 16 it turns into 21 to 48. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? So he doesn't just make it up, right? Amar Kala, Pasuk says, it's katam shua. Right, Pasuk says, you make a shua. And again, then it says, shua disko, which is explained, and it's in parentheses, but just to explain, right, it says afterwards you should blow a shua as well. The haketza, tkiya, shua, achasi, again, it just, the psukim seem to imply that those three are actually one blast. V'rabbanan, what do they do with that pasuk? V'sahu l'fshuta l'fanav l'acharehu da'asa. So to teach me that you need to blow a tkiya before and after each shua. Okay, where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? So again, there's a lot of parentheses, but where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? So nafkalei mishenis, he gets that from the word shenis, okay. For Rabbanan my time, okay, now we go back to the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that each one is on its own, it's individualized? The chtiv, as the Pasuk says, uvakilas hakal tisku v'los ariyu. When you gather the kahal, the congregation, the nation, so you should blow a tkia, but not a trua. But if Yisak adayta tkia trua achzi, and if you tell me that that set of three is one blast, Samar Chomana, Palga the mitzvah of it, Palga low of it. What, the Torah is going to tell you to do half of it? But if you tell me Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya is one quote unquote shofar blast, so why would the Torah tell you to blow Tkiya and not a Trua? Obviously, they must be different. For Rabbi Yehuda, what is that? That seems to be a good proof. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? So he says, Hula Siman Abba Alma Huda also. So that's just a simon, that's just a signal. Right, to tell everybody when Moshe wants to speak to them, or when you gather Am Yisrael for Moshe to speak to them, it's not a real shofar blast, quote unquote. For Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Simanan hu v'rachmana shaviyah mitzvah. The Rabbanan say, yeah, in a chanami, it was a simon, but that's how, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, right, to do the mitzvah. But of blowing shofar, let's say the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Come on, as the Hod of Amr of Kahana. Who's Rav Kahana? This Rav Kahana said the following: who's his sheet alike? Ain bein tkiya l'truah v'lo klom. You can't make any hesitation between a tkiya and a trua. So obviously, come on, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that holds that they are all together. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, pshita. Obviously, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that holds that they're all one. Obviously, you can't take a break in between them. Says, you might have thought of Hilka Rabbanan. No, maybe he's all like the Rabbanan, that they're separate. And really, he's just coming to say against Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Shama Teisha Tkios, but Teisha shows, Bayom Yatza. He holds, right, Rabbi Yochanan says, that if you heard nine separate shofar blasts, right, one at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, meaning separated by a long period of time, but you heard nine, so then you're Yotze. Meaning, so maybe Rabbi Kahana is coming to say, no, you have to have them back to back. You can't have this long break in between. So maybe you would have thought that he agrees that they're separate, but he's just trying to teach you that they have to be back to back. So therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore the Gemara teaches us that's not true, that it's really holding like Rabbi Yehuda. I have Eina Chanami, so how do you know? Where'd you get that from? Maybe Rav Kahana is just coming to teach me against Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Im kein mayv lo klum. Meaning, because Rabbi Kahana's language of lo klum, where you can't have any separation whatsoever, but that seems to imply that he's linking them all together and that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Shkoyak Ador, we'll invite you on the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.